What's up, guys? I'm Adam Saxton.
And I'm Patrick LeBlanc.
And we are back for another episode of Adam and Patrick Unplugged. And today...
We're in New York.
We're in New York. We're in Times Square right now. SQL Saturday, New York City, live in person in New York City.
Insanity.
Times Square. We're having fun. And Patrick, I know we had all these announcements about premium and Power BI report server, licensing, embedded, like all this stuff that
we're
just came
wait,
out.
We're going to wait, though, right?
We're going to talk about that next month. This month, because we're here, we wanted to pull in some people.
Right? We should have had pizza.
We should have brought pizza. I love New York pizza. I had pizza yesterday. First thing off the plane, I had New York pizza.
I'm getting some pizza today.
It's been a while since I've been back to New York. Oh, it was heaven in my mouth.
I would say something else, but that's okay.
It's unplugged.
It's all right. I can't say that. That would be too much. All right. I'm gonna have pizza today. You guys are going to a Broadway show tonight.
We're going to see Wicked tonight. My wife's here with me.
Jealous.
Your wife's here with
yep.
me.
Yep. We went to see a Broadway show last night. We just picked one that was close to our spot. It was good. Yeah. I'd never been. My first time.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to see Wicked tonight.
I'm no longer a Broadway virgin.
I still am.
You still are.
So tonight. There we go. All right.
Unplugged. Can't say that.
I think you just did. All right. So let's get this started. We'll bring in a few people and we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
First up is Jonathan at SQL Locks on Twitter. Jonathan, come on over here.
Hi, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Hello, guys.
Are you having fun here?
I'm having a lot of fun. I'm enjoying New York City, enjoying all the other speakers, all the people out here. It's a lot of fun. You guys got to come out to a SQL Saturday and interact with the community. The community is great. It's a great community.
Do you already present?
Not yet. Got to do a quick run.
We're on a timer because he's about to speak. So, what do you look at? What's exciting for you? What are you passionate about?
I'm extremely passionate about visualization. It's one of the things that we've been doing for years. Actually, I think the earliest recorded human visualization was from 6200 BC, and I'm going to butcher this word, it's Chattahoochee, Turkey. And it was the first, somebody even back then realized that visualization was pertinent to, how humans see things.
Man, I wasn't born back then.
Barely.
I wasn't.
But, one of the things I started studying too was just, how humans perceive visualization, from colors to charts. And then one of the things that I'm actually working on now too is called the science of now. And one of the things too, especially with the Power BI project,
not the like science right of later or right
or tomorrow.
Science of now.
Science right now.
Last week.
Now.
But with the Power BI product. So think about if when you're using a dashboard and you're clicking through things, you want to see it instantly. Mm-hmm. And they've proven that now is about 3 seconds. So if you're doing either a dashboard or even reports and stuff too, and it takes longer than 3 seconds, then the user's going to perceive your chart visualization report as being slow.
So I lose them.
You lose them. They're gone because we're in the now generation.
It's no longer now.
Everything
it's
has
then.
To be
it's
right.
Then.
Right.
It's
right.
Then.
3 seconds ago.
Right. Yep. And one of the things that we're seeing too is a lot of people transition into Power BI from reporting services is that they're used to having to be able to run stuff and data driven reports, so it just runs, and they try to convert that. It doesn't always work because your SSRS reports rarely run in 3 seconds.
Right.
Have the wrong person tuning your reports.
Well, yeah, I'm available. I got my card here.
Jonathan can hook you up. Reporting services now. That's his thing.
But that's one of the things that I like to focus on when I'm telling people how great Power BI is.
Yeah.
But it's literally when you click on it, you click the interactions, you want to see the instant response.
Yep.
So that's something that people got to remember, especially if you're using a live query and live connect back to the database. Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that that data set returns fast, because otherwise it's going to be slow, and then you're going to be known as a person who creates slow reports, which makes you look bad, and you don't really want to look bad.
Sometimes slow is good. That sounds cool.
Slow is never good.
No, it's okay. From a report perspective, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what everyone's interested in, right? They want it real time. I want it now.
Right.
I want to know what's my stuff now.
And then, so, too, people who are not familiar with it, if they see Power BI and slow, too, it gives it a bad name. And
sure.
Then people want to put the other terms out there, which we won't say. They're like four-letter words. So, actually, one of them is a four-letter word.
This is unplugged, so you can say it.
You can say whatever you want. Because I'll say it.
You'll say it.
You'll say it.
I'm like,
awesome.
I'll get beeped. That's what will happen to me. I get beeped all the time.
Yep.
Well, good stuff. So where are you going to be? Like, where can people see you
next?
Coming up?
In about 20 minutes.
Well, you're not going to be here. Yeah.
The next time I'll be speaking at SQL Saturday, Mexico City, on June the 3rd. And then after that, I'll be in Secret Saturday, Puerto Rico on June the, whatever 2 weeks after that is, the 20th. Yeah, there we go.
Awesome. Gotta know the dates, man.
I know, right? So,
I guess those are important. Good dates are important. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jonathan. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, man.
Good luck on your talk.
Good to see you.
And I'll slide right out.
Yeah. Boom. He's out. Mic drop right there. All right, guys. As we mentioned, we are at Sequel Saturday New York City? We're in New York City. We're in Times Square.
The Big Apple.
So we found another guy that a lot of you may know, Andy Leonard.
Wow.
Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How y'all doing?
Yeah, good.
We're bimmeling.
Are you bimmeling?
I'm bimmeling.
So we know you're a bimmel guy, and we're more like Power BI guys. So how does that relate? Like, we need data, right?
Right.
So what's the right approach?
So first, both have B and I together.
The
word. So there's that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're related.
It is. But more than that, you know, a lot of the reasons people are doing business intelligence or data science is they want to get data into a report, onto a dashboard. They want actionable data. They want it to pop. They want it to be accurate. A lot of times now I'm getting requests for real time, which really means near real time because we can't beat the speed of light.
And we can't be now.
We can't be now. We just talked just about, that. Yeah.
So if you haven't watched the part with Jonathan, maybe that is. Go watch the part with Jonathan.
Because that was then. But now we're talking about them.
With Andy.
That's right. Jonathan is much better dressed and smarter and better looking and younger.
He's got a nice tie.
So there's that. He's all snazzy. GQ.
Here we are in like jeans.
Look at
and
me,
a t-shirt,
right?
And
we're look like, at me. Harley Quinn, right?
Y'all rock. No, so I just did a talk this morning about BIML and BIML frameworks, actually. And it's helpful if your data is very volatile at the source, or more if your schema is volatile at the source. So this never happens, right? I mean, y'all have done BI work. Nobody ever changes the source schema.
Never.
That's what I thought.
Never.
Yeah, so when that happens, did you ever get the email saying, I'm about to break your SSIS data flow?
No.
You did actually. It came at like 3 a.m.
We got, I got an error. What's going on? Yeah, and then we got to spend a few days figuring that out.
You see the SSIS package fail because they deleted a column.
Yeah.
There's that, or SMS, you know, at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
There was the fail. Yeah, so one of the things that's nice about BIML is it can address that. It can at least get you into staging. And as we get better at design patterns and really automation, and that's what a BIML framework is for, we can at least pick that data up at the source, even if the schema's changed, because we can basically rebuild the target. And we can do that dynamically, rebuild the target, execute the load, and it always makes it to stage.
So I add a column. Adam adds a table.
Yeah.
When you rerun the staging, BIML will dynamically say, hey, this column was added.
You can do that with a BIML framework.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're talking about. And it's, you know, the whole idea is, you know, when I talk about this, I talk about it in the context of data science, because data science is the new shiny. And
it's like a nickel.
It is. I mean, it truly is awesome. I mean, a lot of the insights that you can glean, you can't glean them any other way. It's a new age for data. But 50 to 80% of data science is what they call data wrangling or munging. And it really, what is it really? It's ETL, it's data integration. It's stuff we've been doing forever. And the reason that's so much of the job is these engines can do amazing work once they're given the data that's been cleansed, that's been shaped the way they're waiting for it. But the other side of that coin is, if you don't cleanse it, if you don't get it shaped correctly, it'll blow out these really amazing looking charts that are completely useless. And it'll do it really quick because garbage in is still the garbage out, right? So that's what we're doing with BIML.
So you add some data governance, right?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, you make sure the data is pristine.
You can. Yeah, and what's nice about these BIML frameworks, Patrick, I appreciate you kind of pulling me in.
Yeah.
Pulling me in. So my whole thing's about automation, right? Yeah. Thank you. My whole thing these days is about automation, because that 50 to 80% is the biggest chunk of the job.
Yeah.
I want to get it down. Absolutely, I believe data governance can be automated. The project that I've got on the books for 2018 is trying to automate some aspects of data quality.
So this is what Andy does with his data, right? I like to massage my data, you know, and get intimate with it. But Andy takes his out to Red Lobster. Nope. Andy takes his data out to Root Chris, buys it a nice steak, spends some time with it, then takes it back home, and, you know, he produces something. I'm just saying.
I do have one other thing, and feel free to edit this out if you want to. I'm going to be competing with you. We've been recording podcasts. Frank Lavinia and I have been recording podcasts since February. It's called Data Driven. We're hoping to launch it in the next week or two.
Okay.
We have a few in the can. And,
Well, send me the link to it and we can...
Yeah, we'd love to. Love to do that.
Put it in the comments below.
Yeah, like to have you guys on. Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan of the DC shows.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the DC comic shows, you know, that are out there. You know, the Arrow and Flash and all that. Maybe we could do like one of those episodes.
Yeah, we'll do a crossover event.
Exactly.
So now I'm a superhero. I'm the villain.
You have always been
the Joker. Right. I'm okay with being the Joker. Yeah. Especially in like the Suicide Squad. He had the fancy teeth and.
He absolutely did.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Hi. Awesome. All right, well, Andy, we look forward to the podcast. Thanks for kind of giving us a quick little
Bimmel.
Intro to Absolutely, Bimmel. Yeah. So be sure to check out Bimmel. Do you have a website people can go to?
So a couple, varigence.com, V-A-R-I-G-E-N-C-E.
We'll have it down below here
sure.
also.
The comments. And then DILM Suite is where a lot of free utilities that we're building, those are showing up at DILM Suite. Data Integration Lifecycle Management.
Oh, okay.
That's what
Thank
we're
you.
About.
And do you have your own blog also?
I do, a SQL blog. I blog out there with a bunch of other really smart people. I describe it as a bunch of really smart bloggers and me.
Okay. All right. We'll have all that in the descriptions below so you can go check that out. All right, Andy.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks, man. Good to see you.
Great as always.
Good to see you.
See you
Continuing our journey here at SQL Saturday New York City in Times Square, we've got Mr. Ryan. He is Mr. Data Geek. I got that right on Twitter?
Yes, sir.
Although he mentioned he doesn't really use Twitter, so we all need to now... go send him messages on Twitter to encourage him to use Twitter. So he said you're active on LinkedIn, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You can find him on LinkedIn as well. And then we'll have links down below as well in the description.
Just follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, follow. Give him some love on Twitter.
Yeah, give him some love.
So Ryan, you're all about R.
Yes.
Why should we care about R?
Well, in the Microsoft data platform, you got many reasons to care about R right now. You have SQL Server R services. But in the Power BI, what I presented on today was using R within Power BI.
Nice.
Yeah, you can use R in three different ways. You can use R as a data source to bring data into Power BI. You can use R to create custom visualizations. And recently, Microsoft added the ability to use R as a data step within Power Query.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of that, like with the session that you guys gave earlier, you know, with the date table, you now have another way of creating a date table using R. And with using R to create a date table, some things that are hard to do with custom MCO is easier to do it in R. For instance, if you were creating a date table and you wanted to add ISO year and ISO date, to do custom MCO to do that would be pretty complicated.
Yeah.
Yes, but
not impossible,
R,
but
it'll be
a little bit of typing, right?
Yeah.
Well, with R, it's a function.
Yeah, ISO but not year. M.
Wow.
Right, but not M.
Yes.
Yeah.
DAX.
Although we announced our custom extension stuff, so
you could write your own.
You could write your own. That
your little SDK.
So,
right?
But yeah, so R is fine. I know R is the big thing. So I don't have my eye patch. Normally, when I talk about R, I've got my eye patch. R.
Yeah, well, I did a little twist of that. I know that you know a lot of people do the Python, do the Pyre thing when they talk about R, but. Well-known rapper, Rakim. Airbnb and Rakim
from
back
New York.
In 19... Yeah, from New York. We're in New York City. Shout out to Airbnb and Rakim. Back in 1998, they wrote a song called Doing It With the R.
Doing It With the R.
So I'm going to start my presentations in the future that deal with R with that song, Doing It With the R.
So is that an official announcement now?
Yes, an official announcement.
You heard it first
if you see Ryan speaking, he better do that if he's talking about R.
And y'all heard it here too. You don't know the origins of that song? What happened? I had a talk with my boy Eric B back in 1988.
Wow.
And he said, Ryan, I said, what's up? Now, my nickname is Tank. That's what my boys call me. So he said, Tank, what's up? I said, do you want me to do your demo? Do you want me to do your demo for not the demo what word I'm looking for the you know, your the intro music.
Introduction.
Your introduction. Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to do your intro for the talk you're going to do in 2017? He said this back in 1988. And that's when he came up with the song, The R.
See, he wasn't now either. He's later.
He's later.
Yeah, much later, yeah. But see, he used the R programming language to come up with the algorithm to predict.
Back then.
Predict I'll be talking about R in 2017.
I knew what was coming.
That's big, man. That's dropped the mic right there. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. So I don't
see, now everyone's going to be going looking up that song.
I'm going to look up that song.
That's my story. Y'all can have this story about the origin trademark song, that. But that's my story. Yeah.
So I don't do much with R. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just another programming language that somebody's got to learn. He knows C sharp and plus and T-SQL and MDX and DAX expression language. How does somebody just get started with R? What's the easiest or best way just to get started? Do you have like a course or any recommendations you may have?
DataCamp. That's a very, very good starter to get.
We'll have a link down in the description below for
DataCamp. And another one, there's a book, R4 Data Science.
Okay.
Hadley Wilcomb has a copy of that book for free online.
Awesome.
And you can also order it through Amazon. That's probably the best introduction to R. Because I learned R originally from some of the online sources. And when you self-teach yourself, you know that you pick up bad habits sometimes.
Yep.
So with
you just don't know, right?
You just don't know. Yes, yeah. So with R4 Data Science, you learn it from the person who created many of the packages, how to best use it. So that's the best introduction. Right.
Cool. So the other thing I'll say too is we've got the R Visual Gallery up on the community site, and one thing you can do with that, even if you're not going to use the visuals, you can look at the R script to at least get an idea for like, okay, how'd you do this to get that visualization? So that's something you can maybe go tease some information from as well.
Yeah,
so
that's what I need to do because it's coming up in more and more conversations.
R's a buzzword, man. That's one of the things, especially when you talk about data science, which is what everyone's wanting to do.
How was your session? You talked about your session.
Yeah.
How was your session?
Yeah, it went pretty. I think it went well. Got a lot of good conversation.
Did you do the song?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
and did people know?
They don't know. They're like, I
they're
didn't
gonna
know that
now.
Was the origin of that song.
They're gonna know
now. Yeah, I said Airbnb came up to me.
Because I remember you sent an email about it, and I was like, I know what that is. But I'm a little older than most.
Exactly, doing it with the R. That was back in 1988 when we were wearing, parachute pants and all that kind of stuff.
I don't want to tell you what I was wearing back then.
1988. I was in the 10th, 11th grade.
Yes.
I was not.
Even.
I was
okay. We'll save that for her. Not in school.
No, I was in school.
You're much older than me.
I was like in third or fourth grade.
Oh, you're much younger than me.
I was going to school, so this is back in my New York roots because we're here. Like I lived on Long Island at that time. I was like third or fourth grade.
You know what? The gray hair does attest to the.
I was in Amityville, New York.
Oh, I am. I'm much older. You guys are little babies.
I am. My wife tells me that too sometimes.
Let that one go, right?
It's unplugged, right? I'm just being honest.
I'm trying not to be unplugged. Oh,
okay.
But one of the things about R in part.
Back to R. Let's get back to R.
Hey, Patrick.
Go ahead.
Now, another thing about R though, with me, I came to a point back in, I want to say, late part of last year, around 2016, November, where
specific dates.
I got to be specific with it. Paint the picture. But I was faced with doing custom MCode in certain situations versus R. And I was at the time I was learning both M and R. I was reading all the literature from Chris Webb and Ken Pulls and for R, and then with the for Power Query on the R side, reading a lot of information from the tidyverse stack, which is written by the guy I mentioned, Hadley Wilcomb.
Okay,
that's the popular group of packages in R, and learning both of those in parallel. I found that it was certain things that was much easier to do in R than M.
Yeah.
So, on a lot of that, I think that R is a very good companion in the Power BI ecosystem. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of things that people can leverage it for to do some things that would otherwise be super hard to do or impossible.
Yeah, I think the important thing is use the right tool for the job, right?
Yes,
and you gotta understand all of the tools to really understand which one's the right one, right?
So you think they complement each other?
Yeah, I think they complement each other. I don't think, one is better than another, but I think in certain situations, like, wow, I can't do this. This would be super difficult to do using the native tools in Power BI, but if I leverage R, it'll be much easier.
Awesome.
And the same thing with the visualizations. I think that the type of visualizations you can do in R are pretty powerful, and it's a lot easier than having to write a custom
code. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you are a fan of R.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. I think you are right.
I don't know about that, man. trying a little bit too hard here.
Cut it out.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for stopping in, man.
Appreciate it.
Awesome, and we'll be looking for the song now. Doing it with the R.
Okay. Doing it with the R. Right,
doing it with the R.
You play with your hands, man.
I do.
You're
I can.
With your hands. I'm not. Because you massage the data, so you're good with the hands. All right. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with us out on Channel 9. Be sure to check out our previous episodes, and make sure you come back next month when we talk about premium.
Premium.
So thank you so much for watching. Keep being awesome, yep. And we'll see you next time.